My Immortal from Evanescence right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM. That one going out to Jess tonight. Thank you so much for the request. I think it was Jess, but I'm not sure. Yeah, it was. This SMS board, I'm telling you.
Something is wrong with it today.
I'm going to break it.
Yeah.
Because it's just not cooperating. It's 10:49 across the Capitol. You are tuned into After Dark. I'm Aaron in the studio with me tonight. It's Marwa Raja because it's Monday and we're talking about divorce. And we're asking you this evening, why do you think the divorce rate is so high? Why do you think people get divorced?
Yep. We have a lot of very good responses here. We have from SMSer 0009, trusting, over jealousy, listening to one another. So, trusting, we talked about that, because if you cannot trust your partner, then he's not a partner. Then you always have doubts and question marks, and it's not healthy for the relationship. Over jealousy is very bad. Sometimes being too possessive or too protective of your partner is suffocating, and that's not a good thing. Or being jealous in a competitive manner. And today, I just heard a story. Usually the stories that I hear would be that the guy is jealous or competitive because she's doing better. Work, financial, career, and so on. Today I heard a very weird story. She is jealous of the guy for doing better than she is. So the normal thing that the guy is doing well because he's taking care of her.
Right.
But she got jealous because he's doing so well and she's not. So she's trying to kill him. And his career, turn him into a zombie if she could. And that was very bad. And then the last one was listening to one another. And this brings us back to the three C's. Do you remember them?
Communication.
Uh-huh.
Commitment.
Uh-huh. Compromise.
Compromise.
Compromise. All right. And we have another SMS here from 9710 who's saying, I divorced because of jealousy and I had to choose between her and my career. No regrets. See? That's,
well,
that's very similar to the story.
There should never be options, though, in a relationship. There should never be ultimatums.
Yeah.
Either you work or you lose me. Hello.
So most of the time, it's your mom or me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, most of the time, it's your mom or me, and that's not healthy either. 8433 is saying, what you're saying is people are too shallow when it comes to marriage. Yes, that is exactly what I was saying. They don't think about it properly. They don't think of the consequences. They don't get to know the partner. They just want to get married. In this report that I was reading, it says that Egyptians generally see marriage as a means of gaining independence. So you want to move away from your parents' house and engaging freely in physical stuff, as well as gaining stature from being married, having this recognition and status. And then it goes on saying that couples have misconceptions about marriage that are created through the media. And then I'm going to go through those misconceptions. And the first one is love is stronger than anything. And that is a huge misconception. Love on its own is not enough.
Sometimes love just isn't enough. That's an actual song, by the way.
It is? Do you have it?
I'm going to look for it right now, so keep talking.
Okay. Okay, on my Facebook, what happened? It's coming.
Ugh.
All right, so let me talk about the romance thing until Facebook works. All right, so in the media, we have those, and it's not just in Egyptian movies, it's in Hollywood and Walt Disney and fairy tales. You have this myth or legend that, love conquers all, and what matters most is love, and as long as we have one another, everything will be okay, and there's always the happy ever after ending, and things are fine. But this is not the real thing. It doesn't work like that. Because after you get married, a lot of things come into the equation and love is just not enough.
Well, when children come, that throws a whole other equation into a marriage too, and people don't understand that. They're wonderful, but they also can complicate a weak partnership.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Aaron, question for you.
Okay.
Now, if there is a guy who's so full of himself.
Okay.
Who is dating a much younger girl.
All right.
And he sort of makes her feel every minute of the day, every time they interact, that he is way beyond her and that she's so lucky to have him in her life. And because that he's so great, she should just listen to what he's saying and not argue.
Okay.
And he wants to marry her and she said yes. What do you think of that?
Ooh, that's not good.
Not good, huh?
No.
Why?
because no one should ever make you feel that way about yourself. It should be a mutual love and a mutual agreement and a mutual understanding.
Mm-hmm.
No one should ever make you feel like you're blessed to have them.
And mutual respect.
Well, respect is the key word to that statement.
And that's a big ingredient that is missing here. Okay, Alia gets you saying, because we've grown up to be emotionally retarded. And I think, Aaron, that we've talked about this before, whereby people confuse love and lust and infatuation and admiration and all the nice feelings. They just say love.
Well, I've said that on the show a million times, that we throw the word love around too loosely in conversation.
Yep.
People say, oh, I met this boy and I love him. Well, how long have you known him? A week? No, you don't love him. What's
you
the matter?
You like him. You care about him.
Exactly. You don't love him. Love is something completely different.
Yeah. And in another episode, we did the 5 stages of dating, and it takes a long time to get to love. Okay, Samar al-Manufi is saying, lack of passion. If the marriage is done for financial reasons, then or to fulfill the physical needs, then we just lack the capacity to differentiate between lust and physical attraction. Here we go again.
Okay.
And real love. So once they fulfill that part, they find out that they were not really in love. And then they're stuck together in a marriage where it's either for the marriage or for the needs. And that's it. Okay, uninvited, he's saying, a human being lives only once. So he's saying, if you're in a marriage and you discover that it's not right or you made a mistake,
move
then
on.
Just get out of it. Mayeda is saying, because they rush things, they don't give themselves the chance to get to know one another better. Yep, this is very true. Waleed Ahmed is saying, for the lack of experience of one partner or the both of them. And I think we touched base about this before. We are meant, as human beings, to go through phases of development to mature. So when you come to a child and you suppress the natural interaction between males and females, and then the child becomes 13, and again you suppress that.
Right.
And then the child is a grown-up in college, and you're still suppressing that. So they actually have no experience with how to deal with the other gender.
Well, yeah, because what's the word I use for that? Socially inept?
Yes.
Or socially inadequate. It's socially awkward.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you don't know how to, because you don't know how to.
And we've got a lot of SMSs asking, I met a girl, what do I say to her? How do I deal with her?
Right.
Or a girl saying, I like a guy, but I don't know what to do. And we're talking about people who are like over 20.
Right.
And they don't know what to do or how to do that. So yes, Waleed is very right about the lack of experience. And he's asking, what's the right age to get married? And he's saying, he's suggesting the 30s. What do you think of that?
What do I think of getting married in the 30s?
That's the right age.
I don't think there really is necessarily a right age, Marwa. I think it's when that person is mature enough to be committed, which is the key word, committed to a relationship or a marriage. Commitment is the key. And that's a tough word that people don't really understand.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe when we get back, we give examples of commitment. How does commitment show? Where does it show in the relationship? Because people say, I'm committed. You have my ring. I have yours.
No.
What more?
Yeah, a ring is not commitment.
Yeah.
It's a symbol. Symbols are not commitment. We'll talk about that around the corner. Get in touch at 6163 or 38555055. Why do you think young couples are getting divorced? It happens all too often, in my opinion. Here's Amy Winehouse, Love is a Losing Game, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. Hour number two, we're going to keep the topic going. Why do you think so many young couples get divorced? Hit us up at 6163 or 38555. Coming up this hour, music from the Jackson 5, Incubus, and your requests right here on Cairo's number one. Jackson 5 right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM. I can never get enough of little Michael Jackson, like before he got all not so Michael Jackson-ish.
I can't understand that part.
Exactly. Now he looks like a cross between Diana Ross and Elizabeth Taylor and one of the monkeys from Planet of the Apes. But it's still Michael, so you got to love him. You're listening to Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You're tuned into After Dark. It's 11:07 and Marwa Raka in the studio tonight. The question we have for you, why do so many young couples get divorced?
Yep. Why do they stop trying or they don't work on it? So we have a comment again from Hani Samir, and he's saying, number one, personality disorders. Okay, before I continue that, I was on the phone with someone.
And you hung up
yes,
on them.
Yes, and she was trying to talk to you. And okay, now stop ringing, thank you. Okay, and I said, hold on. And then Aaron said, we're going on air, so I just hung up. So please call when we go off air again.
Sorry.
All right, so Hani was saying personality disorders. And sometimes people are too embarrassed to go to a psychiatrist or psychologist or whatever, and they just get into a relationship with their own internal issues and baggage, and they just drag it into the relationship. And all those unresolved problems, they just make life kind of unbearable. And then he also has another point, and that is having a lot of weight for finances and materialistic things over love. And that is very true. And we just said this report says that the cost for the average Egyptian wedding is 43 months of your total earnings.
You know what's even more ridiculous about that? I watched a show the other day on TV, and it was like My Big Fat Dream Wedding or something like that. In this woman's wedding to this man in Las Vegas, and I almost fell off the couch, was $375,000. And I'm like, why on earth would you spend that much on a wedding, in all honesty? That's a down payment on, like, oh, a house.
How many people do you think that could feed?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So amazing. Let me have a small little soiree with my close friends and call it a day.
Yeah.
I thought that was absurd, in all honesty. I think the older you get, too, though, your priorities change as far as materialism goes. Because I'll admit, when I was 18, 19, 20 years old, I was all about nice cars, nice clothes, you know, what so-and-so was wearing. And I think, you know, as you get older, you progress, and it's just not so important to you anymore.
Yeah, it depends on maturity. If that happens with age, then you're fine. But sometimes you grow older, and the maturity and the wisdom don't kick in.
True.
Yeah. All right, Reham Afifi is saying, okay, now this is a very nice comment. She's saying false expectations. And she's saying that people fake stuff, and they don't become themselves. They don't act normally before marriage, thinking that they would be able to hold on the act forever. And that is very true. But then she says they cannot. And the partner finds out who they are, but only after they are married. And suddenly they feel that they're sharing a bed with a complete stranger that they never knew before. In the old days, parents would forbid their girls from getting a divorce, so they would just stay in the marriage to raise the kids. But now she's saying, now it became very simple and very easy. We can just get a divorce, start all over again as many times as we want. So stop the faking.
I'm going to say in my culture, divorce, in all honesty, is not accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
So what's the alternative?
You deal with it. You work out your problems and you figure out how to make it work.
Even if you're, like, super miserable?
I mean, there are circumstances where they make, you know, special accommodations for a person. But in all honesty, from my mother's side of the family, there is no such thing as divorce. And you can actually be, like, ousted from your family for doing that. I've seen it happen, seriously. It's that serious.
Well, I'm happy that we have a way out. I'm claustrophobic.
No, I mean,
I can't breathe now.
I mean, if you're like, if it's a bad situation where it's abusive or something like that, of course they're going to allow it. But if it's just because you don't like the way somebody cleans the house or cooks the dinner, or, I mean, these are all things that can be fixed. Come on.
You know what, Aaron? Those are little simple and stupid things. But if the partner is not willing to work on them, it's not going to happen.
Well, I know, but that's where the three C's comes in again.
Yeah, you keep saying remove the cup, clean the ashtray, do the laundry, take out the garbage, and it doesn't happen. And you say it every morning and every night, and it doesn't happen. And I think this is where, like, where do we go from here?
True.
And some people, they outgrow that and they say, okay, fine, I'll do the cleaning, I'll do this, I'll do that. But they resent the partner for it.
Hmm. I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you by any means.
Yeah.
I'm not, but
you're
I think
just posing the other point of view.
But I'm just, in my opinion, though, and this is just, you know, I've said many times everyone has opinions,
mm-hmm.
but I look at marriage as something sacred and something special. And when you decide to take that step and you're standing in front of, you know who I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
you're standing in front of somebody far more important and significant than anyone else in the world to take these vows. And when you take these vows and you make that decision to marry someone, what is it, for better or for worse, for richer, for poorer, for sickness and in health? And just because somebody didn't clean an ashtray is not a reason to give up on your marriage, in my opinion. And I think people get to the point where they're like, okay, well, I know I can get a divorce, so I'll just get a divorce instead of working out problems. People are always going to have personality conflicts. That's what makes us people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the ability to want to change and compromise to be with someone that you love or if they love you, rather than just giving up on it.
We actually did get something here. And, okay. Yeah, here, from Victoria.
Okay.
She's saying, if your wife is lazy, that should not separate marriages. Married couples, the man has to teach his wife how to live happily in this marriage. And somebody else says that getting married just means that you want to be with that person, and that's why you get married, so why throw it away?
Right.
It was there somewhere.
A lot of them, hang on, there's one up here that I want to read to. And our SMS board is not participating, I apologize. Hey, Marwa and Aaron, the Coca-Cola Eagle, say hello. I think jealousy is essentially just lack of trust, no matter how you want to cut it. And we talked about the jealousy and the trust issues being a main reason why couples get divorced.
Yeah. Let's leave the trust issues aside, and let's talk about examples of commitment.
Okay.
How does commitment, like, come out in a marriage?
Well,
how do you see it? How do you feel it?
All right, let's go over a couple of them, and then we'll play some more music and come back. But commitment to me is 100% and 100% from both parties. That's committed.
Okay, so number one, it has to be mutual.
Mutual.
And this is where the first mistake happens.
Mutual effort.
Here we go. You have one party that is putting in all the effort, and the other party doesn't care. And hence, the ashtray issue becomes an issue.
Exactly.
All right.
I mean, the thing is, you know, when you talk about commitment, it also involves compromise. And in that ashtray issue, if you want to look at it further, okay, if you know that the person you love gets irritated by a full ashtray, why wouldn't you take the time in all honesty to empty it out?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the compromise comes in. When you love somebody, you do little things that you know are going to make them happy.
Yeah.
And that's where the compromise is.
All right. My brother agrees with you because he sent us a message here.
Hello, brother.
Hello, Ahmed. Okay, and he's saying that in the first few months of a marriage, now we have two different types of problems. You have a problem that two partners want to work on, and you have a problem that one of the partner is stubborn or the two of them are stubborn. So if you have the first type where the two of them are willing to work on it, then the marriage will go on. But if you have a stubborn partner or two stubborn partners, this marriage is just a bomb.
Right.
It's going towards divorce.
Right.
So he agrees with what you said.
All right, we'll get back into commitment on the way. Get in touch, 6163 on the SMS. Why do you think so many young couples' marriages end in divorce? Or you can Facebook message Marwa as well. This SMS system, I'm telling you. One of these days, I'm just going to lose it.
It's okay. Thank God for Facebook. Thank God for Facebook. Look at the bright side.
I know, right? Someone did get in touch on the SMS board and said they wanted to hear One Republic, Stop and Stare. I want to remind you, After Dark is all about love requests and love dedication, so get them in. It's Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now the FM.
To make a move, I'm shaking off the rust. I've got my heart set on anywhere but here. I'm staring down myself, counting up the years. Steady head. you see what I see.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
Hey, girls, what up?
Nothing much. Ooh, like your top. Where'd you get it from?
Springfield Women.
Really? Didn't know.
Check it out. They have a new autumn winter collection that is so cool. Springfield. Casual wear for men and women. Check it out.
Imagine a touch of Arabia, but with a Nile FM twist. It's Nile FM's Arabiana, where East meets West. Tune in Fridays from 6 p.m. for an hour of Nile FM's Arabiana with Rami Mohsin and Mohamed Salah. Arabiana, only on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Cairo's number one hit music station.
Nile FM.
Nile FM.
Thank you.
Hour with Bother right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. It's 11:24. You're tuned into After Dark. I'm Aaron in the studio with me, Marwa Raka. We're asking you tonight, why do you think so many young couples get divorced? That's our topic this evening. If you want to weigh in on anything in the conversation, you can always contact us at 6163 on the SMS or give us a phone call at 38555055. We left off, we were talking about commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You were telling me, we talked a little bit about the statistics here in Egypt about how many, the percentage or the number of couples that get divorced within the first year.
Within the first year, it says 1/3 of divorces.
And that is scary considering how many weddings happen in this country.
Yeah.
In Cairo, every Thursday.
Yeah, and they say there's another statistic that there's a divorce every 6 minutes. Yeah, and I think the 6 minutes is now less. Because that's an old statistic. All right, so we have more people coming into this. Marina, I like Marina's comment. Now, Marina Bedros, she's saying, divorce has become a social norm. People go into marriages thinking, well, if this doesn't work, I can get a divorce and try again. But when you're marrying someone, divorce shouldn't be in your vocabulary. It should certainly not be considered fall back if the marriage fails. Besides, you shouldn't be thinking about marriage and divorce at the same time. It just doesn't make sense.
I agree. Divorce should never be a plan B.
Yeah.
It shouldn't even cross your mind when you love somebody and you decide to make that step. It should never cross your mind.
That is so true. And Sylvia called on the phone. She got in touch with us. And she said that the problem is that people here get married when they're so young. Now, she's not against the age thing, but she's against the lack of experience part. So when they're so young, they haven't seen the world, and they don't really know what they want. So after the marriage, and let's say like 5 years into the marriage, they begin maturing, and they begin developing different needs and different wants, and they no longer want to be together. It's like they grew up differently somehow in the marriage.
Right.
And they feel that they no longer fit together. The person they were when they were 22 is no longer the same person when they're 32. And, of course, there are kids and lots of suffering and so on.
Well, I mean, that's just part of growing up anyhow, is when you do get a little older, you change.
Yeah.
I think, you know, someone asked the question, what is the right age to get married? And I said, I don't think there is a right age to get married. I think it's a maturity level.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you're ready to make that commitment. And somebody actually sent in, I thought this was pretty funny. I have to share this. Everyone knows that the right age to be married is 22 and 2/3. And that is one interesting hypothetical number.
Very exact.
Yes. That's the thing. Who knows? Who knows when the right age is?
Yeah. If they do get married at such a young age, here comes again the three C's.
Commitment. Communication.
And compromise.
And compromise.
That's the only way to make it work. Okay. Hossam Abdelmenaim is saying that people do not know anything about responsibility. And that is partly true because in the beginning of a marriage, you begin learning stuff about budgeting and working with the home and, you know, the housework and the housekeeping issues and keeping your checks balanced and so on. And people just don't know how to do that.
Some people never learn, in all honesty, Marwa.
It's not an age thing, huh?
No, it's not. I know.
It's genetic?
I know 35-year-old men who, back home, that just are financially irresponsible.
Yeah. All right, Shafika Shamil Habib, she's saying, because we understand that there is nothing wrong with being divorced, but it is very wrong to live with someone who cannot respect you or just cannot live with you. And so that's where the way out comes in. Mm. Aya is saying physical intimacy problems. And my last article in Campus, it's all about what if this, it, call it whatever, is not good. And how to find that out before actually getting married without having to, like, be with a partner. So that's another thing. And, Mahmoud Talat, he's saying that this problem is not just in Egypt. It's in Egypt and in a lot of Arab communities. And he's saying that the youngsters in those communities are having a lot of problems and they need a solution. Now, the solution I would suggest here would be, number one, be honest with yourself. Why are you getting married? Number two, be honest with your partner. Don't fake. Number three, if you do get married, put your heart into it. It's not a superficial thing. Understand that there are consequences, there is responsibility, and a lot of things in that. And one advice for parents, and I know a lot of people are going to hate me for that, mm-hmm. I do not want parents to help their kids get married. I know it's hard, I know it's expensive, but easy come, easy go. If you give them the apartment, and you furnish it for them, and you throw the wedding, and you give them the honeymoon, what have they worked on together? What have they built together? So easy to just tear down.
In my culture, we help our parents help with weddings as well, for the most part. Like, the father of the bride usually pays for, like, the wedding reception and the food and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the parents of the groom in my culture usually pay for the tuxedos and the wedding dresses and things like that. So it's coming from both sides. But as far as the house and things like that, those are things that you work together with your spouse to purchase.
Exactly. You're building a life together.
Right.
And today I also had this conversation because I was brainstorming stuff about the topic and experiences with people. And there was this guy who got married like 6 months ago, and he said, until today, my wife hasn't cooked. Her mom keeps sending us food on daily basis. Now, tell me about responsibility.
Yeah. Tell your mother, tell her mother she can send some food over my house. I got fast food on speed dial.
Come on.
What? I can cook, kind of. There are certain things that I make rather well, like pasta and toast.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really mess up toast, can you?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, though. I don't know, and this is where I have to leave a lot of this topic to you, Marwa, just because our cultures are so different when it comes to marriage. I mean,
yeah,
but
it would be nice to know what happens elsewhere.
I mean, I can tell you my viewpoints on marriage. I can tell you how my culture views marriage. I can tell you the rules for marriage as far as my culture goes. But in all honesty, it is so very different.
All right, let me ask you this.
Okay.
In your culture, mm-hmm. if a marriage is going to work, mm-hmm. what's going to make it work?
Two people being fully committed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I have lots of friends that are in their 30s that are not married because they haven't met the right one, or it has nothing to do with finances. They just haven't met the right one.
Mm-hmm.
And also, in my culture, too, there isn't as much pressure to get married, in all honesty. Like, if you're 35 and single, it's no big deal. Yeah, you're going to get harassed from your mother, like, where her grandbaby's at, but other than that, there's no social pressure.
Yeah, you're already fulfilled, you're independent, you have your life and your career and your home and stuff.
Exactly. Now, that's when people start waiting, like looking for that person that they want to share all of these things that they've made for themselves with. And that's the difference between my culture and yours.
Yeah.
People are more likely to wait until they meet that person
mm-hmm.
rather than get married young.
You know, now as I'm listening to you, mm-hmm. I remembered Maslow's pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is like the hierarchy of human needs.
Right.
And at the very, very bottom, you have the basic needs, the physiological needs.
Right.
And on the very, very top, you have the self-esteem and the self-actualization.
Right.
All right. Now, what you were just saying is that people in your culture, they get married, most of them,
mm-hmm.
for those last two things on top. The self-esteem and the self-actualization.
Right.
So they want a partner to share things with.
Right.
But as we were saying here, and based on those research things, a lot of people in our culture, they either get married for the very, very basic needs, and that is either shelter or physical needs, or for the third need up, and that is belonging.
Right.
So it means that they're lonely and they're bored and they don't feel that they belong, so they seek companionship with somebody else.
Well, that's the thing, though. I think everybody in general, though, Marwa, wants companionship in their life. Otherwise,
but why?
It would be very lonely if you didn't have someone, and I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, but here comes the reason.
The reason, because they're lonely. But I've come to the conclusion just in my life that I would rather be single and have a good job and have good friends and have the things that I want than settling for something.
Yeah.
Because I'm lonely. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Get in touch, 6163 on the SMS, 3855055. We want to know, why do you think so many young couples get divorced? Weigh in on our topic. Hit Marwa up on Facebook as well. Here's the Rolling Stones. It's called Under My Thumb right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM.
Under my thumb, the girl who
Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Everything you used to say, everything you used to do, went right out the door. Ooh.
Nicole Heaven Sent right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. It's 11:41. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. Marwa Raka in the studio tonight. And we're talking about why do young couples get divorced? That's what we're asking you. You can weigh in at 616-338-555-055. A lot of great, great comments coming
in.
Yeah,
I love Higebs. He's saying that young couples get divorced because of their egos. They can't prove themselves to one another. And that is very true. The first half of the comment, because of the ego, that's you and your partner being stubborn.
Right.
And the second half of it is looking up to your partner. And that's very important. Looking up to your partner. It doesn't have to be in everything, but at least you have to look up to them. You have to feel this kind of respect for their purpose in life or their mission or why they're there. And that is very important.
Let's see, what else do we have going on? Some of these are just amazing.
Yeah.
And it's good to read that people have just heartfelt, genuine opinions about what we're talking about
mm-hmm.
tonight. Rania says, love is blind, but marriage is an eye-opener. Having your eyes pried open when you're young can be traumatic, but then trauma can occur at any age. Can it not?
Mm.
Very
yep.
true, very true.
Yep.
There was another one that I saw. I like Marina's, the legal definition of divorce as well. It's the legal dissolution of a marriage.
Yeah, that is very true. I love her smiley face. All right, then Asir Matar is saying, marriage everywhere is a means to be with the person that you love. I know I saw this one somewhere. But in Egypt, marriage is itself an aim or a goal. It's like, it's not a journey. It's like, this is the destination. And I need to comment on that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, a lot of mothers, they bring up the girls as like very skilled hunters to find the groom to be. It's like how to dress, how to talk, the things to do and not to do to attract the right man, and what to say, and all the tricks in the book to how to get the man. But they're never taught, once they get the man and they're married to him,
what do you do with him?
What do you do with him? Exactly. On all levels.
But I mean, I'd rather, just whatever happened to being yourself?
To be yourself, you need to explore yourself. You need to grow to get to know yourself. But when that doesn't happen, you just become what people want you to be.
That's a constant process, Marwa, and you know that just as well as I do. It doesn't matter how young I am or how old I am. You're always constantly reinventing yourself and figuring yourself out. I mean, look at the phases that we go through in life, in all honesty. I can recall in middle school, I was kind of a nerd, okay?
Mm-hmm. And you were a nerd?
I was a nerd in middle school. In middle school. Okay. That's like 7th, 8th grade, okay?
Okay.
Then you get into high school, and I got into, you know, playing... Well, I always played sports, but then I got, like, you know, I turned into super jock, okay? And, like, my junior year, I kind of went, I don't know, like, punk rock, kind of, in a way. You know what I mean? Then my mm-hmm. senior year, I was back to just whatever I felt like being, because it's your senior year. Then I got into university, and I changed again. Like, throughout life, we're constantly reinventing ourselves and trying to figure out who we are.
Yeah. Now, let me comment on that part.
Okay.
Now, what you were saying, everything that you just said, is a mode of expression.
Right.
This was how you felt like expressing yourself at those times.
Right.
That when you have a society where suppression or oppression is like a factor, then you're not allowed to express yourself. You can't express how you feel or how you think, and sometimes you don't get to know yourself. So that's why a lot of girls, when they say, I want to get married, it's for the fun of it.
Right.
It's to, like, break free from all those chains.
Right.
And that is a major reason for the divorce, because getting married is not a trip. It is like, serious
I'm
stuff.
I'm not disagreeing, because there's still limitations in my culture, regardless of what mm-hmm. a lot of people think. You know what I mean? TV portrays my culture as one thing, when in actuality, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay, my family, if for example, and I'm going to give you just a little rundown on my father. He was a deacon in our religion, okay, which is a big deal. That's kind mm-hmm. of like, I don't know what you call it here. It's a person who studied.
It's like a higher priest or something?
It's, yes, okay.
Uh-huh.
So you can only imagine what my childhood was like. No makeup, no piercing the ears, no wearing skirts that, you know what I mean, did not have a hem below the knee, okay? And I think when you put, and this is the truth, when you put limitations like that on your children, what happens?
They rebel.
They rebel. And that's why my sister and I both got to the point where we were putting clothes in our bags, you know what I mean, and like changing in the bathroom at school and stuff like that, because there were so many limitations. And I think maybe in all honesty, a lot of people the same way, like marriage is also a form of rebellion, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, that is a very true statement. Yeah, that is very true. And the putting the clothes in the bag and putting the makeup elsewhere, yeah, that happens here also a lot.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
Because when you put chains and limitations on your children, then it's I can't remember what the theory was that I read in one of my therapy psychology books about suppression and what happens when someone's suppressed. There was a really great quote. I wish I could remember it. It doesn't matter. Regardless of the situation, as too many young couples are getting divorced, and I view that as a problem in all honesty.
Mm-hmm. They either are not mature enough to get married, or they don't believe in the marriage, or they don't know how to handle the marriage. And it's a scary thing. Commitment is big, and it just shouldn't be handled lightly like this.
We don't actually have that much time left in the program.
Okay, let me go through Nadia's point, because that's okay. Very important in our society now. I was just talking about oppression and suppression, but that's on one hand. But on the other hand, you have a lot of women who are fulfilled, who have achieved a lot of goals in their lives, and who are financially stable or independent.
Right.
And those women are a very big problem to men. They're quite intimidating. They don't know how to deal with them. They don't know how to control them. And those women, they would just say, no, I'm not going to take any BS in a relationship. If I'm not happy, I'll go elsewhere.
Is that such a bad thing?
No, it's not a bad thing, but it's another reason for the divorce.
True, true. Yeah. Did get a dedication tonight. Someone wanted to hear Peter Gabriel's In Your Eyes, and that's from Ahmed to Shahenda. And he says, love you, was it Shahi?
Shahi.